See, the brain and the heart communicate with each other. And also, current research has shown that the heart has a nervous system of its own that is just as powerful as the brain's nervous system. And the heart nervous system and the brain nervous system communicate back and forth to each other. That means that the heart thinks. The heart, all this language we've used all these years about the heart, and then later on we went through a stage where we said, you know, that really needs to be corrected. You know, we speak of loving someone with all of our heart, or having a broken heart, or having a divided heart. That's just poetic language. Well, it turns out it's not poetic language. It really has empirical truth, measurable empirical evidence behind it, that the heart does think and feel and decide in ways that we can't describe adequately here. But Proverbs already had told us this. Proverbs 4:23, watch over your heart above everything else, for out of it come the forces that control your destiny. Now, how do you watch over your heart? Watch over your heart above all else, for out of it comes forth the forces that control your destiny. Well, Jesus explains to us how we can watch over our heart. Now, don't take on board his opening statement in this verse. He says, you brood of vipers. I don't think he's aiming that at you. But the principle that follows does apply to all of us. How can you speak anything good? For out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. See, the principle is that what's in your heart in abundance is what will come out of your mouth. A good man or woman brings forth out of the mouth good stored up in him or her. The evil man or woman brings forth from the store of evil that is in him or her. Jesus says this. We store in our heart what comes from our mouth, and what comes from our mouth gets stored back in our heart. For future reference, there's a vicious cycle here.